And now the game where we invite famous people onto the show to see what they really know. We call it Not My Job. Tim Meadows was part of the Saturday Night Live cast during what some people call its second golden age, the era of Adam Sandler, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, and of course, Meadows himself, most well known for his character, the Ladies' Man. He left the show to make a film with that title. He's been appearing in movies and on TV ever since. Tim Meadows, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you actually got your start here in Chicago with the Improv Olympic and Second City here, birthplace of greatness of comedy.
Yeah, that's true. It was sort of a dream come true to be accepted into that company, especially Second City, because a lot of people who I loved in comedy, like Bill Murray and those kind of people, had all went to Second City, so it was a blast to be a part of it.
And we were told, actually, that you invented the ladies' man character while you were still here.
Yeah, that's true. During the summers, when I still lived in Chicago, and when I was bored, I would make crank phone calls to radio stations and pizza joints, and I would do the ladies' man voice and ask questions or order pizza or whatever. But, it was fun.
And what kind of reaction did you get?
Well, most of the time on the radio, they couldn't tell if I was joking because of the voice, but then I would ask a serious question, you know, about the, you know, it'd be like, yeah, I want to talk about the economy or something like that, if you don't mind, you know. And they would sort of, you know, go along because I would actually have a good question.
we're very eager for entertainment here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so then, of course, you got the call and you went out to New York to be on Saturday Night Live for a long time, right? You actually were one of the longest-serving members of that cast.
Yeah, I was. Yes, I was there for 10 years and 10 seasons, and it was a lot of fun. I think that near the end of it, I started to, got a little burnt out from it. But my therapist advised me it was time to leave.
Really? you sometimes go back to Saturday Night Live, weren't you on just recently with Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, I was just visiting in town. I went to see some plays and have dinner and sort of hang out. And I went by to say hello, and Alec Baldwin was there. And he was one of the first guests that I had written for on the show. He was the first person I got a sketch on the actual show with. So I had a cool bond with him. And so he was like, come on, you got to do something on the show this week. So they invited me, and I sort of did this thing in monologue where he was talking about being on the show for 10 years and that, you know, it was different this year because Tim Meadows wasn't here anymore. Then I came over from the side and said, yeah, I'm still here, Alec. I haven't left, you know. So it was fun. It was really cool to see everybody. And I was so nervous. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, I couldn't do this job anymore. I think, you know, I probably have an ulcer or something.
Well,
but the pay would be nice.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, do more men or more women ask you to do ladies' men if they run into you and say, oh, do that?
It's sort of, I have to say it's probably more men. Guys sort of like it. And the weird thing is that men will come up and do it to me, you know. So it's kind of awkward. Like one cool experience was I was working out at this gym and James Caan came over and he started doing ladies' man.
Oh, that's surreal.
Hilarious.
That's
nice.
Totally
that's
surreal.
Yeah, I was really blown away.
What did he say?
He just went, yeah, what's happening, man? Like that. And I was like, oh, my God, you were in The Godfather.
Did that make him cry?
And then you started doing Sonny Corleone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pretended to get shot 100 times.
Anyway, Tim Meadows, we are delighted to have you with us. Now, we've asked you here to play a game we're calling
Worst Business Moments of 2005.
It's time once again for the Business 2.0 annual list of the lowlights of international capitalism, that hall of shame that gives the world 6 remaining communists reason to think they might have been right after all. We picked 3 stories about bad business practices to ask you about. Get 2 right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Tim Meadows playing for?
Peter, he is playing for Andrew Richards of Chicago.
All right, here we go.
I know him.
You do?
Yeah, he owes me money, so... No, I don't know him, so this will be all fair and square.
First question. The Russell Stover Candy Company made a bit of a mistake with a new product last year. Was it A, new Easter candy, milk chocolate crucifixes, B, sealed lips sweets to give to partners in adulterous affairs, or C, the shot full of flavor chocolate automatic pistol?
Ooh. That's a good one. I think it might be B.
The sealed lips sweets for your adulterous partner?
Yes.
No, it actually it was the Easter chocolate crucifixes.
No.
Yes. Little crosses made of chocolate. The Catholic Church protested,
no,
saying it was not respectful to make an edible version of the cross.
No.
All right, you still have two more chances, Tim.
Okay, come on, come on.
Come on, baby, come on. Next question, Neil French. He's an ad industry creative director. He was addressing a group of his colleagues, and he laid out his theory as to why there weren't more women in his particular industry. What was his reasoning? Was it A, quote, women are too easily fooled to be good liars themselves? B, quote, the second you put a woman in the room, all the men in it forget what they're doing and just try to score? Or C, quote, they're crap and they eventually wimp out and go suckle something?
Well, we know all of those are false. So,
right. Nobody would ever say that.
No.
But he did say one of those things.
Can you repeat them one more time just so we can all enjoy it?
I can. He said one of these things. It was either, quote, women are too easily fooled to be good liars themselves, quote, the second you put a woman in the room, all the men in it forget what they're doing and just try to score, or C, quote, they're crap and they eventually wimp out and go suckle something.
I'm going to go with A. I think A is like the least offensive of the three.
I want you to point out, if you're picking that as the real one, you're implying that somebody here made up the other two.
Well, I'm not implying anything.
All right, all right. Okay. You're going to choose A. Women are too easily fooled to be good liars themselves.
Yes.
No, actually, it was the last one.
Oh, my goodness.
He said that.
Yeah, nobody here would have written that, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Not only did he said it while sitting on a set at this ad industry event. It was decorated like a hunting lodge. He was being served drinks by a woman in a skimpy maid's outfit. So presumably there was some satirical aspect. Anyway, he was given a chance to suckle something himself after he was forced to resign. So,
oh, my goodness.
Last question. A sales consultant named William Freed.
Oh, I know this one.
You do know? Okay. He addressed a career day gathering at a school in Palo Alto, California. What advice did he give the eager eighth graders there? A, if they marry somebody rich, they can goof off all day and call themselves a sales consultant, just like he does. B, they should consider becoming strippers, or if they like, exotic dancers, because it's such a lucrative occupation. Or C, they should practice for entering the business world by trying to steal each other's lunch money.
Well, I know the advice I would give is B.
Become a stripper or an exotic dancer?
I'm just taking a wild guess here again, and I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. Marry somebody rich, goof off all day.
Yeah.
You should have gone with your heart. It was B.
Ooh.
He told the 13-year-olds that successful strippers could easily earn up to $250,000.
Was he wrong?
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean.
Carl, how did Tim Meadows do in our quiz?
Tim went 0 for 3, Peter. So
wow.
That means no prize for Andrew Richards.
That is actually probably a, you know, a sign of pride, I think.
I don't think he deserves one anyway.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. What's he done for you lately?
Exactly.
Tim Meadows is an actor and comedian. He's best known for his 10-year stint on Saturday Night Live. He was recently featured in NBC's The Office, and he will be seen next in the upcoming movie, The Benchwarmers. Tim Meadows, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.